The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
All right, hello, welcome back everyone to your favorite podcast on this side of the earth, that is The Outside, Globally Local FM, with our darling Rudy and the brilliant Henry. Today we'll be in Skopje, but on the way there, I have some things that I would like to discuss, some certain beefs of the week.
Jesus Firstly, Christ, can I just say, we let you out of the cupboard for like once in every 10 episodes, you come out blasting. It is like, all right, whilst I have this platform, let me get running.
I got to maximize my words per minute, okay? Like, I only have 30 minutes out of the closet every like 2 months. Let me have this. But go on. First beef of the week, American hospitality. I don't like it. It's fucking weird, man. I don't like it.
Like tipping? Or what does that mean? Or like them being overly nice?
Yeah, like the overly nice thing. But then the thing is, like, you know, here when you're walking down the street and you accidentally make eye contact, you at least smile at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, over there, they just fucking ignore you. And that feels weird. And I don't like that because it's like both extremes at the same time. Kind of weird. I don't fuck
Well, at least
that.
They don't throw a brick at you, I suppose, when you smile at them. Could be that.
Yeah, as long as you get, yeah, I mean, like, to be fair, I did preface it by doing that first, so.
Oh.
Probably yeah, didn't see my smile through the blood. That's what it is.
The brick obscured your view.
I just avoid eye contact in the first place. That way you never get there, you know?
I mean, who would like to look into your beady eyes?
That's a good question, Rudy. A lot of trees do.
What?
Trees? Ever heard of them? They can't look away, Rudy.
Got me there, buddy. Got me there. Okay, yeah. What is your other beef of the week?
I have two more. Second one is my fucking kitchen. I fucking hate my kitchen. The counter space is too small. And this caused me to make a very expensive sandwich yesterday because I dropped my entire fucking tin of kimchi. All of it on the floor. Gone. And I'm so fucking pissed at this that I have such insane beef with my kitchen.
You know what? He sent me a picture of this and it does look like that can just sharded itself on the floor.
So you just gotta, when you spill something like that, you just gotta eat it. Like, you just gotta hit it with that 5 second rule. Like, you can't pick it up in five seconds.
It's a sauce.
Okay, so grab a spoon. Like, what am I missing?
Fuck, my bad. Okay. Well, I guess
if you spill water, lick it up in 5 seconds. It's the same as getting out of the building in 10 seconds when an earthquake hits.
I'm not saying
one end is my vacuum
beef.
Cleaner, the other end is my mouth, buddy.
I'm not saying it's an invalid beef. I'm just saying, you know, you drop it, you can be mad. You just scoop some up, and then there you go.
Am I the only one who's the fucking vacuum cleaner joke? Oh, he's like our dear friend. You know what? We have a friend who you can. You don't see him coming. You hear him coming because he arrives at the spot. Let's put it that way. At the crib. Like a Philips 3000 magnetron vacuum cleaner, because his nostrils so big and he breathes in such a way that like you can hear him inhaling the room around you.
What?
I just have my somebody who I call my bestie. He just breathes through his nose very loudly.
All right.
Goddamn.
So beef of the week for
my
you?
Final beef of the week, yes. I say fuck all small organisms except the tardigrade, because that's a soldier amongst the little guys.
What counts as a small organism?
Can I count as a small organism?
Nah.
Aww.
Really too big.
Why do small organisms get more action than I do?
What's a tardigrade?
You said all small organisms.
I'm so glad you asked. In fact, on my bag right here, I have a little pin of a tardigrade, as you can see, right?
Because that explains the argument very well.
This is a tardigrade. This is what it looks like. This one right here. And basically what it is, it's basically Yeah, see, that's the thing. Tardigrades are so fucking cool because they can survive anywhere. They have survived on Mars. They've survived at the bottom of the ocean, inside a fucking volcano, in a vat of acid. They can just survive, and they just fucking ball.
Can I just
say? And I respect them for that.
Okay.
Firsthand, we're seeing what happens if we don't feed him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's making friends with tardigrades.
Big ups to the little guy, but what did all the other guys do wrong to deserve this hate?
Wrong? There's a coup in the cupboard.
There is a coup in the cupboard, I'm telling you. Okay, those little ants, they're fucking crazy. They have eaten half my leg. It's fucked up. I think you should add, ventilation in the cupboard, please.
Oh, that's the second time of ventilation gets mentioned this week of recording. Interesting coincidence.
I'm still sad about me not being a small organism, not getting fucked.
You're a little guy, but you're not a small organism.
We don't fuck little guys, because those are kids. Don't do that, guys.
Jesus Christ. Okay, here's the counterpoint to your ventilation, Sid. If mold grows, right, you could see that as, the same way a farmer grows lettuce, you're growing mold. So you just have some on a sandwich, and then...
No, it's not about the mold. It's to let the insects out.
Okay, that's the meat. Well,
guys,
the protein.
Scorpia is waiting for us. Scorpia, North Macedonia.
Shit. All right, people. Interesting facts. It's a small European country in the Balkans. Can I hear number out of 10 how interesting that is to you guys specifically?
That fact or Scorpia?
That fact specifically.
3 out of 10.
I was going to say 6.
That's very generous. I think a 3 is even generous. That should have been a 1. then my second fact, and the last one as well, is they had a naming dispute with Greece, for those that didn't know. They were referring to themselves as Macedonia, and Greece said, "Hey, man, don't do that, because we have Macedonia." And then after... some beef of the week, you could say, from Greece, they changed their name to North Macedonia.
That's wild.
You could not have said it in a more dead fan voice.
Yeah, so out of 10?
3.
That's a 9. Come on.
I was going to say 6 again, actually.
Okay. It's a justified 6.
Yeah.
But it's should above have average. Yeah.
Well, it's between 3 and 9, so,
You know what they say, 39.
Yeah. All right,
guys,
well, people,
we're making a podcast. What is this? What is this shit?
Literally, I'm always deadpan. So
8 minutes of absolute garbage. Okay, on to the news.
Wait, that's the intro. Never mind.
Catch your Christ today is my news article. So, dear listeners, it turns out that once a year in Skopje, if your heart desires, you can catch more than just fish in the Vardar River that runs through Skopje. That's right, you can fish out Jesus Christ himself.
Heyo.
That's a good
thought you were supposed to be walking on the water.
No, apparently not this time of the year. This year, one Theodor Juvevsky turned out to be the lucky man amongst 220 participants of the annual contest in honor of the celebration of Epiphany. Best of all, guess at what time of the year they all go running into the river to bring home a whole ass cross. Mid-January, the 19th.
That's cold. Which is,
right?
Yeah.
And as to why, according to beliefs, whoever catches the cross will be followed by luck and blessings all year long. Catching the cross means uniting the person with Christ, and it is believed that by placing the cross, the waters become healing. So they just, basically lower a whole ass cross into the river, and then people cross the river sort of fly through it, basically, to try to get the cross first.
And this was what, the Festival of Epiphany?
Yes.
Because I know a guy, in a pond nearby, but I think he's doing the Festival of Ecstasy. It's a bit different.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Same actions, though.
Was Jesus cold on the cross? Could he have used a blanket?
No, I think the point was that he was hot, because it was in the middle of the desert, wasn't it?
Was it?
Oh yeah.
I feel like the walk to the place was hot.
Well, they never mention it. It could have been Antarctica for all we know, right? Antarctica also has deserts.
Like, the images I have in my head from my childhood is that it was just like on some green hills. So I'm thinking that could have been cold.
It was no. All images I have is literally like the middle of like rocks and sand.
Okay.
That's how they depicted in the movies.
Counter question then: could Jesus have used an air conditioning on the cross?
Yeah, those they little, made like, listen
hand-operated fans.
Yeah,
no, that's it wasn't a good that. One, they made more holes in him so that like the cooling system.
So gets it's better.
The crosswinds. Shit, you're right. The crosswinds get to him.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, it sounds like a pretty cool festival though. Like, sounds very similar to like the New Year's dive they do in the Netherlands, for example. Have you guys ever done something like that? Are you familiar?
What?
I don't think I am.
Oh, I know this, but oh.
Yeah, it's like a big tradition on New Year's to like January 1st. You go to the beach and you like dive in. It's called the New Year's dive. And yeah, it's cold as shit.
And the second of January is called the New Year's meningitis.
That's a classic 1-2 punch to start off the year.
Damn, that's one hell of a way to control the Netherlands population. Some of them just fucking get washed away.
Never to be seen again. The sea just claims it back.
Yeah.
Person by person. It's their yearly sacrifice for the sea not flooding the whole country because they reclaimed the sea. And the pact was that every year they sacrifice some people to the sea.
All right, well, my article, North Macedonian official loses job after posing with a dead bear. The head of the state road company, which I have to assume is just a poorly translated like Ministry of Infrastructure in North Macedonia, has been dismissed after photos of him posing with a dead bear, a protected species specifically, were published. Apparently, the photos were leaked by an unknown whistleblower. And here's where it gets fun. The official states that the bear was killed in a traffic accident, right? After which he heroically dragged the dead bear from the street to the side of the road so that the road would be clear, then took pictures with it. As like, I guess, I don't know, as a celebration of
the capture probably was something along the lines of like, I always hated Winnie Pooh.
Yeah, but then like, so he claims that it was all an accident, but he also has like a sniper rifle in the picture. Like, it's a selfie with him with a sniper rifle and a bear, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, right? Yeah, he probably shot the rifle, but the idea of him fucking dragging a bear down a hill is so funny to me that I want it to be real. It's like this 50-year-old North Macedonian man trying to pull a bear through the woods. That's art.
He just had a sniper rifle for protection for if somebody tried to stop his ass, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Those bullet wounds in the bear. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that just gave me real vibes of like the... There was like a big story a while back of like a dentist going to like South Africa to kill some lions, stuff like that. Trophy hunting.
Damn. Yeah.
That kind of, yeah. Jesus. Just that kind of energy. I just didn't know that was possible in North Macedonia, I guess. Local police said there was no traffic accident retraceable. So it's likely that he wasn't telling the truth with this story.
Wow. Crazy, I did not see that coming.
Quite surprising.
No, my news article is something a bit more low-key, a bit more offbeat, if you will. Zen dog Dino helps nervous flyers at the Skopje airport.
Huh?
Pretty good.
It's just a 4-year-old golden retriever named Dino who visits nervous passengers to create a relaxed atmosphere, says Maya Bajalski-Georgievski. Georgievska.
Okay. First of all, wait, the dog flies with them?
No, it's just in the airport walking around.
So,
The dog is actually the pilot, Rudy. That's how they stay so calm.
It's just in the, instead of the normal like passenger announcement, the mic opens and through that, like, you know how it's always like there's some kind of like static noise together with the voice and you can never fully distinguish what the pilot is saying. It's just like, and everybody's there like, ah, we're in safe boss today.
Just as the flight's taking off,
the whole thing is that, like, in the front of the airplane, they have hang, like, you know how they did, like, fishing, but they just huge tennis ball is just hanged in the front, and the dog is always trying to get to it, and that's why the plane goes forward.
Yes, exactly. That's beautiful.
Henry, stop dying. And the world stopped with him.
Oh shit.
So
listeners of the podcast, our dear co-host, and I will put this on the podcast, my dear editor, do not edit this out. Henry, I want some energy in here. Henry, look at me.
I'm getting slammed for no reason.
Come on, give me a ratatata.
Ratatata.
No, do more.
Ratatata.
Sid, you go at him.
Ratatata. Come on, follow me. I'm up here, you're down here, buddy. You gotta, like...
Meet in the middle, never not, touch.
Yeah.
I'm not that bad. I feel like Rudy just is slamming me right now.
Come on, Scorpia. Good dogs, good energy, dead bear. Yeah, let's go. Wait,
let's hear about the dog.
What? Dino.
The dog's name was Dino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dino sounds like a good boy.
Dino is a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, if the dog was my pilot, I wouldn't mind. Ratatata.
Okay, that's better. That's a lot better.
That's better. We're having progress. How was
that
better?
That was the worst from so far.
Henry, what's your favorite song as of late? What do you listen to?
That's a good question.
Is it still Sabrina Carpenter?
Occasionally, but not really.
Please.
If I'm right.
Pink Pony Club.
You know what I've been listening to actually a lot? Just because, okay, I sometimes play music at work, and then I usually play like playlists from the 80s. Just so that the oldies can feel like they're included. Do you guys know the song Come On Eileen?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I really like that.
Yeah. It's pretty early in the playlist usually, and it gets me going. I think it's a really, really nice vibe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite song, but it's just one of those things, one of the ones that, like,
that
jumps
Eileen
out as goals. Being of the moment.
So true. Wait.
Think about it. I'll give you a minute. You said it.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of right now off the top of my head. But there's plenty of others.
Okay, now that I've successfully dragged 4 minutes out of this, now we can move on to the ad.
Well, are we going too slow? Is that the issue?
Well, you are moving fast at the speed of a whale that's beached. So.
So what's the issue, huh?
How about you come beat me up whilst we do that?
I'll
give you the chance. Come on.
Okay. Hey. This is me. This is what I would say to you if I would beat you up, Rudy.
Hey,
what's the deal? Huh? Are you trying to catch a knuckle sandwich? Oh my god.
Dear citizens and participants of Skopje Christ Fishing, truly, well done. on embracing my teachings and more so, embracing my penance this year. With this message, I, Jesus Christ, by the power invested in me, bring good fortune and unending luck to this year's winner for the next annual year to come. All rights reserved and no refund policies included, naturally. And now, with that all out of the way, it's time to get back to work. Once again, I am asking for your manpower help. I need one person, just one, a brave one at that, to be the volunteer and ambassador of my will to get tied to the cross and plunged into the river for next year. I know there are many of you, so please fill out the forms that will magically be distributed to you all by the end of the month, and the selection process will begin shortly. I will kindly remind you that please let us know if you have any allergies, for example for fish, or are you prone to any specific diseases that you might find in the river. And boy, let me tell you, there are quite some. Oh, and of course, please register with your ID and citizen number so that we can send you an NDA in case you do get selected. Once again, thank you for your help. Jesus Christ, out.
I like that the primary concern is being allergic to fish.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to get the guy on phone, but he was pretty forthcoming in that regard.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get tied to a cross and then thrown into a river. That's my take of the day.
I think that's what happens if I do a bad... Yeah, from what I understand from you guys, that's what happens to me if I do a bad edit, right?
Yeah, well, you deserve it is the difference.
Yeah, and for you, there's no river. We're just, it's like a 14-story window.
I know.
We tied the cross so you can't fly away.
Fuck, how'd you know about my wings? Blue ball gives you wings.
I have been thinking for a while now that I would like to go to a church service. I think I've said this before as well last year.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, people? Can I get, like, thoughts?
It kind of was out of the blue, I guess.
Let's go together. No, I'm down.
Just for the vibe. Like, not because I'm like, oh, I believe in Jesus, which I do. Which I do because I'm a good boy. And so is he.
Oh. I fully agree with you on that, like, one.
Wouldn't it be funny? Like, just to wake up.
So you, let me get this clear. You would go to the church where people actually go and, you know, practice their beliefs because it's funny?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm with him on this. I would do this. I'd be so down to join you. But not for, for the vibes, you know? Like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm very curious because I've never gone to church service or anything in my life. So I'm just
guys,
like,
it's not,
like,
it's not. Well, I mean, go and see what it is. I've been to some.
I have
let's,
as well,
let's see what you think of it.
I just think it would be a fun vibe, right? You just stand there and you're like, these people are taking this shit seriously. And then after that, you go to get brunch and get trashed on mimosas or whatever, you know? That's it. That's a day complete.
Oh my god. A menace to religion. Okay, let's close our eyes and let's listen to this boy's voice.
Alright. You head out into the city, enjoying the historical sites, the historical bridges, the crosses in the rivers, and the statues of Alexander the Great, which were placed there specifically to dunk on the Greeks. Of course, you don't forget to visit the Millennium Cross, which is one of the biggest crosses in the world, people. That's right. Like the good Christian boy you are, and I just want to reiterate, I am a good Christian boy, and everything said before was a joke. On the way home, you mumble to yourself, what a great day in North Macedonia, when suddenly you are accosted by a group of Greek people. Hey buddy, we heard you call this place North Macedonia, but geographically, we are on the northern side of North Macedonia. So henceforth, you better call it North North Macedonia, or we'll know where to find you. So, if you like getting into naming disputes of your home regions, then maybe Skopje can be your ideal next destination.
Yeah, I said I was from South India and they threw me in the ocean. I guess I wasn't specific enough.
Yeah, I should have been three Souths at the very least.
Yeah, then I land in Sri Lanka.
All right. Always have to do everything myself. Buckle up, Chuckle Fox. It's time to go loco. You like getting to places?
Yes.
Sure, sometimes. Only by moped, though.
That's
on
good.
On time?
No.
No.
Well, crazy. In Skopje, you get lucky if the bus even arrives. Ain't no way we got time to keep anything scheduled. Apparently, that's everything you can read about bus stops on Google Maps. You like air?
I guess.
Only nitrogen.
Okay. Clean air?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that good shit.
Or are you one of those weak bozos with asthma? Because, brother in Christ, down here we eat smog for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Look at their pollution polls. EU, eat our dust, literally, as we stay winning. How about adrenaline?
Yes.
Yeah, I inject it every morning.
Yeah? Roller coasters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to London and taken a ride in one of those red double-decker buses they have over there?
No.
Yeah, kick the driver out.
Okay. Well, we got those too, except ain't no way we are stopping to let a granny pass over the road, yeah. And those 90-degree turns? You better hold on to your pantaloons, budster, because the last stop for this bus is hell. So, if you ain't a weakling, but instead an adrenaline junkie who likes to live their lives in hardcore mode, I fucking dare you to go and live in Skopje, North Macedonia.
Is there a road?
Sounds like a lovely vacation.
Are there roads that, like badly planned?
No, so apparently the infrastructure of bus drivers, like, sort of like the schedule, is basically non-existent.
they just
like
show
genuinely.
Up on vibes.
Exactly. The air quality is the worst in Europe. And the adrenaline roller coasters, they have literally, I never knew, but they have the same red double-decker buses as you see in London. But knowing, you know, well, from what I've read and what I've been told by other friends of mine who've been to North Macedonia, it's kind of that ride or die with the die in bold bus drives type of...
I mean, makes sense. The fucking head of infrastructure is killing bears in the forest. I don't think he has time to worry about
that.
No,
he actually, what happened is he put the rifle in the picture for people and then like doubled down so people think it's the rifle. But in reality, you just look right there in like the frame out of the corner, you can see a double-decker bus all bloodied.
And behind that, like a bus schedule just to send the message, you know?
the mythical cryptid, the Bigfoot, the Mothman, the bus schedule of Skopje, North Macedonia.
Amen.
Local business, Henry goes first, now.
Yeah, I did mention it in my keeping an eye out, but visit the Millennium Cross, just because it's genuinely pretty impressive. And it's like at a national park, I think, so something nice to see in nature as well.
Right,
also, Jesus will love you. Sorry.
Sid just
had to.
I could see in Sid's eyes the moment of fuck you.
Don't worry, I'll edit it out, I swear. You watch your back. Your voice is in my hands. So my local business is the Museum of Contemporary Art, Skopje, found on Samoilova 17, Skopje. You can visit with current exhibitions like Broken Time, and The World is Made Again by What It Forgets. Entry fees are 100 Macedonian denar, which is about €1.63. It's open Tuesdays to Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and also on Sundays at an unspecified time, according to their website. Be there or be square. Too bad.
Gee, they love like not scheduling shit down there.
Swear to God. You read your notes like as if we timed you.
It's a radio show. We have to cut to the ads.
Yeah, that's true. So for my local business, I know that there have been a lot of rumors going around about some unfortunate happenstances that may or may not involve a couple tens of dead animals that have taken place in Skopje Zoo. But all those are fake, I can assure you. How do I know that? Ask Deborah, the famous bartender who named the coffee shop after herself. Check it out, it's hard to miss, and you might get some good tea out of the trip as well. So check out Coffee Shop Zebra, a place where we spill tea.
Woo!
Nice. That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I
like so the Deborah made I came up.
Yeah.
It's just Zebra, but...
Yeah.
I aspire to be Deborah someday.
Yeah.
I aspire to be Zebra someday.
Nay.
I aspire to be someday.
That's good. All right. My local radio for today is Macedonian all-time favorite 96.0 John Radio. That's right, people. The only station that did not have a Cyrillic name turns out to be the best one to listen to. So this is a victory for all those that don't want to use Google Translate to read.
Stay winning.
Lovely.
I will stay winning.
My local radio station is Vink Radio. Now, I can't really categorize the music other than just absolute Macedonian bops, but what I can say is Laszlo from Hungary says that it's very, very good music, and God bless you, rating it a 5-star. But Ivica from North Macedonia rated it a 1-star and commented, "The best radio."
I think Ivica does not fully understand the rating system there. Maybe she thought that 1-star is for top one, you know?
Yeah.
Out of 5 radios, where would you rate a star?
You have to ration the stars out.
For my local radio, check out Buba Mara, which I think might stand for Ladybug in Macedonian, on 105.2 FM for some country tunes. It's exactly what you imagine, the right radio for the ripe age of over 50 years old. So Henry's age gap right there.
53 years?
Where did you get the 3 out? 50?
I guess I must have fabricated it. 50 years? Who's my age gap to?
Man is just losing it by the minute.
Now what's my age gap to whom now?
Your age gap is about 50 to 60, I would say.
But my age, wait, to who?
You, no, you are the gap, as in like you are over 50.
I am the gap? I'm over 50?
You've been gapped. But you
turned right into a clothing store, bitch.
Alright, this is some episode, this is.
After half an hour, finally he admits it.
Alright, people, I think it's time to wrap it up here.
Okay, Sid can do it the most efficient way, as we have all established, so Sid, do the outro.
Well, thank you for listening to Globally Local. You can check out our friend on Twitch, Colossal Penguin. You can check out our friend on Twitch, Colossal Pengu, who streams there every Wednesdays and Sundays, but also some other days if he feels like it. You can find Rudy at 000rudys000 on Instagram, and you can find Henry
in bed.
And you can find me in the closet surfing on some ants, baby. Catch you on the next one. The next episode is in, drumroll,
Flores, Guatemala. So yeah, that should be exciting.
Okay.
Can I get a ratatata, people? Let's ratatata.
Okay, Rudy, I'm going to hold you and I'm going to throw you to Guatemala. If you land, just say an ayo.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.